Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune. You're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a weekday podcast that touches on our top two or three stories of the day. You can listen to past episodes and other podcasts done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also listen to them on your mobile device using SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. Anyway, let's get right to it. It's Friday, January 12th, 2018. This is the latest on our continuing coverage of a fatal Northern California crash that killed a Medford man. Good Samaritans pulled an apparently suicidal wrong-way driver from her burning car, according to a witness who saw the Northern California crash Sunday that killed a young Medford father. Three men rushed to the center median to pull Grace Elizabeth Ward from her burning 2009 Chevrolet Impala near Redding, according to Leah Tuggle of Redding, who said she saw the aftermath of the crash and called 911. They risked their lives for her, Tuggle said of the men, adding that they, quote, didn't know it was Ward that caused it. Tuggle saw Ward's car land in the center median, though she didn't see her car smash into the maroon Honda Accord that Ryan John Folsom of Medford had been driving. The impact sent Folsom's sedan down an embankment, but flames drew bystanders' attention to Ward's vehicle. Seeing Ward's car flip before her eyes and turn 360 degrees was, quote, the worst thing I ever saw, Tuggle said, adding that her young son was in the car. Folsom was unable to avoid colliding with Ward, who, according to the California Highway Patrol, was driving northbound in the southbound lanes near Anderson, California. In a release issued Wednesday night, CHP said that, quote, attempted suicide may have been a factor. Ward has yet to be charged with a crime, jail and court records show, and she remains at Mercy Medical Center in Redding, being treated for injuries that include a broken leg. Next up, a rash of rural area thefts targeting mailboxes with their flags up and a string of car break-ins are believed to be related, police say. Jackson County Sheriff's Department deputies are working with the U.S. Postal Service to investigate a string of mail theft cases spanning across southern Jackson County, according to a release issued by the Sheriff's Office. Numerous cases of stolen and vandalized mail was reported Thursday, the Sheriff's Office says, in areas largely in the south portion of the county, with a focus on mailboxes indicating they had outgoing mail for the Postal Service to pick up. Sheriff's deputies are seeking witnesses who saw suspicious behavior or have surveillance footage in the areas of Dead Indian Memorial Road, South Pacific Highway, West Glenwood Avenue, South Stage Road, Griffin Creek Road, West Griffin Creek Road, and Dark Hollow Road. Anyone with information should call sheriff's deputies at 541-774-6800. Deputies believe vehicle break-ins reported in the same areas overnight are also related. The thefts may also be related to similar crimes reported recently by other police agencies. For example, Medford police took a report of about $20,000 in rent checks stolen from a mailbox on Chevy Way earlier this week. Local police are collaborating with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service on the investigation. Well, that's it for today. You can check out full versions of these stories on our website at mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good weekend.